Hello and welcome to the Flex Podcast. I'm Anna Martin and today I'm going to be talking about how I can help you kick January off with a bang. So I'm sure you know, run these challenges maybe 3 or 4 times a year depending on the amount of time I've got, if I'm honest. But we always do one in January, and the reason is because everyone hates January. Apart from people who are buzzing about starting something new. Because obviously it's a bit flat socially, like, and money-wise, after the Christmas and going out and doing all the festive stuff we've got. But also, it's a really good time of year to kind of get a grip and get things going. And actually, when you're getting a grip, it starts to make January feel a lot more exciting. And it's a time of year that I literally love. I love it with my clients. Everyone's well up for it. You know, people are just really focused. And I'd like to make that happen for more people than I can help one-to-one. So that's why we do these challenges. This one's called the Get Your Shit Together Jumpstart January, or January Jumpstart. Yes, that way round. And the reason that we're doing this one in particular is, yes, to get everyone onto a good start for January so it can work. I've got people joining from all over. So it'll be people that don't come to my classes as well as people that do. And there's options, payment options for both of you, by the way, so do check that out. But also, one of the main aims is to show that staying fit and well, learning how to use our body better, move more, and look after ourselves isn't as complicated as social media wants you to think. It really is about getting a small handful of basics nailed. And yes, it can take time to get used to that, but it is literally just rinsing and repeating the basics until we get the result that we want, essentially, because everything happens quite slowly and over time, especially things like getting stronger. You might start to feel stronger a lot quicker when you first start because you haven't like reached your strength potential yet. But over time, that can kind of slow down a bit. And actually, we just need to keep going. Maybe we make some tweaks to the way that we're training. Maybe we make some tweaks the way they're recovering. But ultimately, we need to have that support in place to be able to keep putting one foot in front of the other when it comes to this kind of stuff. I also want to help women feel positive about resistance training and fit it into their lives, because a lot of people will think that maybe it's not worth the effort, that the cardio is more fun. So they're like, oh yeah, I'm just going to stick with the cardio, like I like it, it makes dance fitness makes me feel happy, and it makes me feel happy too, so I'm in total agreement. But we do have to do other stuff in conjunction with that to get that overall package in terms of fitness, strength, health, all that kind of thing, especially as we age. So we want to have that resistance training in place to maintain our muscle mass as we're getting older. So it's really important to get this training locked in at whatever age we're at, so that we can start to feel like it's worth the effort and like we're worth the effort. Because a lot of us tend to put ourselves on the back burner to look after other people, which is admirable and wonderful, but we also need to be able to take care of ourselves. And I love doing these challenges because we end up with this like really buzzing community of women who are all there for the same thing, and that is to work hard to get the results they want, but ultimately to make it feel easier and to make motivation feel like it's easier and in more within their grasp. And having a community that helps you do that is such a big deal, such a big part of this, because some of us can be in circles of friends or groups of people that don't have the same goals as us when it comes to our health and wellness. And that's cool, they're still our friends. But maybe we need to have some other kind of fitness buddies that are going to have our back when it comes to adding this kind of stuff into our life and supporting us in doing that. So with the challenge, you get all the stuff that you would expect. So workouts, nutritional support, blah, 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 all the usual stuff. So obviously that's all coming. It's in levels. So you can do body weight at home or you can get in the gym with the weights program. And you get both levels, irrelevant of whichever level you start with. You can swap onto a different level halfway through the month if you want to. It lays out everything. The workouts are short, especially at beginner level. Also comes with tons of like dance fitness stuff, because obviously that's my speciality and that's probably why you know me in the first place. So there's tons of dance fitness. We have a great time in there as well. So you can do them workouts whenever you want and whenever they fit into your life. But I think one of the most important things that we focus on is habit building. So we're helping to make things a habit so they ultimately feel less like an effort. Because when we first start doing something, you have to think about it all the time. Like, you have to think about the method in which you're going to do it, the time it's going to take. You have to remind yourself to do it, all that kind of stuff. But once it's a habit, it just fits in. And that can be said of everything that we do, right? Even to putting the washing on, or brushing our teeth, or doing our makeup before we go to work. Whatever it is that we do that is now a habit, once upon a time those things felt like an effort. So that is one of the key things that we try to work on, so that you're walking away with habits that you can continue to use as you go forward. The second thing that I think is the most important part of it is to keep to motivate people, motivate the women in the group to move more, to eat healthier, to look after themselves, to sleep more, whatever the thing is that they're working on at that time. And actually, normally in January, most people start quite motivated, primarily because most of us have eaten and drunk a lot of shit over the 2 weeks before, maybe longer, and we are gagging to feel clean inside. So the motivation tends to start quite high. And you see that with the numbers of people in gyms, the number of people coming to my classes. The first few weeks of January are always heaving. If we're lucky, we can get people to stay on for a couple of months and to keep going. But people do tend to lose their motivation, like that feeling of like buzzing about stuff, by the time we get to about week three of anything, like of coming to classes, of whatever. But if you've got the support system in place to help motivate you to carry on, then that is what is going to happen. And that's what I want to do with this. So start looking at the ways in which that we can keep ourselves going, the habits that we can build, and how that we can continue working when that initial feeling of motivation isn't there anymore. And we all know how that feels, right? Because we all start something new on a Monday and by Wednesday it's gone to shit. So we know how it feels for that motivation to change over time. And that is something that we massively work on, is using like the discipline and the habit building and just getting into the routine of stuff, so that we don't need to rely on an emotional feeling like motivation to carry on looking after ourselves. I do a lot of reframing how we think about ourselves. For example, thinking maybe that, well, there's not really much point me bothering because I've never done resistance training before and I'm 50. But you could be alive for like another 50 years, and that's the only halfway through your life. You can make so many changes in that time. Maybe you think, I would do it, but I just don't have time. And admittedly, some people work four jobs and they don't have time because they literally just work and go to sleep. But most people just need help being able to find and allocate the time on a consistent basis. Because a lot of us have more time than we think. If we've got time to spend 20 minutes across the week scrolling on social media, for example, we've got time to take 20 minutes to do a nice quick workout that is going to help boost our endorphins and all the kind of stuff that we would get from scrolling on dog videos on Instagram, for example. We've all been there. I do it as well. So I totally get how cute the Dodo's page is, for example. But actually, if we can use that time, whatever it is that we're, you know, whether we're scrolling, whether we're doing word games, whether we are, staring out the window into the abyss, we can probably find 20 minutes to get started. And that, for a lot of people, is all it's going to take to get the ball rolling. For some of us, you might want to take it like a little bit further. You might want to be training a few times a week. You might want to be doing quite a few classes. You might want to make a big overhaul. We can absolutely do that. But I don't want the people that just think, well, there's no point because fill in the blank, to think that there literally is no point. There's no, absolutely no reason to think that. There's so much that we can get at just from adding in a few short workouts a week. And that's what my Flex on the Go program is based around, is getting it in, getting that routine and getting stuff happening, so that we are able to reap the benefits, to be honest, in the long run, reap the benefits of maintaining our muscle mass, maybe even gaining some muscle mass, feeling stronger, moving better. I don't want to be listening to anyone groaning when they get out of the chair every time. Like, we're 50 or 40 or 50 or 30 or 60, we're not 95, so let's look after our, the body that we've got and make it feel amazing.
I feel like I've
gone on quite a lot about this, but yeah, I just want to press home that this is going to be a really great challenge. I'm expecting it to be buzzing, especially because it's January. And don't worry, after I will give you options and how you can continue with the support and so on. But if you are interested, head to my website, annamartinfitness.co.uk, and look for January Jumpstart. That's what I've called it. So the January Jumpstart kicks off at the beginning of January, properly from Monday. I think it's the 5th, but we're doing a bit of prep on the few days before that. So you can start as early as you want to after January the 1st, basically. So yeah, we're going to crack on. We're just going to run until the last Friday of January, because I know you're probably going to want to go to the pub on the Saturday. So we're going to get all the way to the end of the month feeling like a ninja. And there's two options. One for people who want to do online only. There's an early bird offer now that runs until the 13th of December. That is on for £35 for the whole time. And then another option for people who maybe want to do it involving my classes as well. So there's a massive discount on that as well until the 13th, note the 12th of December. So if you get in there, get signed up, you'll still be able to sign up after, just won't be at the discounted rate. So still join us, even if you're listening to this after the fact, it's still an absolute bloody bargain. So get yourself over there, have a look, sign up, join me. It's going to be great fun.